Thank you, Chair. Our goal for 2030 is ambitious: to end all forms of discrimination against all women and girls everywhere. While there has been tangible progress, the world is off track to achieve SDG 5, the goal that we also know is such a keen accelerator for other goals. With 6 years left, we must drastically scale up our commitments and investments. Many pressing issues discussed in Beijing remain unresolved. We even see backlash and slowdown. Authoritarian regimes and conservative, religiously motivated alliances are mobilizing against gender equality, particularly against sexual and reproductive health and rights. We must therefore unite against attempts to restrict the rights of women and LGBT plus persons. I encourage everyone to stand up against those who label gender equality as a threat to family values, culture, and tradition. Gender equality is a human right, and it is our most valuable investment. Let me illustrate this point by drawing on some experiences from my own country. In Norway, the employment rate is nearly as high for women as for men. The rise in women's workforce participation has been decisive for our development into a prosperous economy. Over the past 40-50 years, it has contributed approximately 15-20% to the growth in GDP per capita. Norway's long-term strategy has been to invest in social welfare schemes that enable work-life balance for both women and men. One key scheme is the parental leave, providing parents with the right to approximately 1 year of paid leave. Norway was the first country to introduce a father's quota in 1993. Today, parental leave is divided into three parts: 15 weeks for the mother, 15 weeks for the father, and 16 weeks that the parents can split as they choose. Fathers taking an active role in caring for children and household has given a distinct positive change in the understanding of men's role as caretakers, bringing us closer to eliminating stereotypes. Norway has also invested in affordable, high-quality daycare for children under school age. 93.8% of all children aged 1 to 5 years attend kindergarten, and 80% of women with children aged 1 to 2 are employed. To ensure that all children, regardless of location or background, can access high-quality kindergartens, the government reduced the parental maximum fees to a historic low last year. Chair, colleagues, no country can afford not to make use of all of its human resources. Increasing women's participation in the workforce pays off for the woman, for the family, and for the country. Friends, in closing, what was established in Beijing 30 years ago is equally relevant today and must be protected. Women's rights are human rights. Investing in women and girls is sound economics. Let us build on these lessons to accelerate progress during the coming years. I thank you.